From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkin Songs.
It's a proven theory of all astrology that human beings cannot fly through space. If I differ, let me offer my apology. But I can prove that such is not the case.
Richard Ewing Powell was born in Mountain View, Arkansas, November 14, 1904. He learned piano at a tender age from a local man, Dick Case, for whom he was also named. Similarly, Powell also acquired the nickname Dick. The Powells also lived in Berryville before moving to Little Rock. Powell sang in church, in clubs, and in bands, like Little Rock's Peter Pan Orchestra. He dropped out of high school, but later attended Little Rock College and also worked for the telephone company. Powell's first recording was issued in 1927 by Vocalion. Interest in his singing helped him enter the movies. In 1932, he acted and sang in his musical debut, Warner Brothers' Blessed Event, but it was the musical 42nd Street that really launched him that same year. Through the 1930s, Powell sang on records, on the radio, and in the movies.
There's gotta be pork, there's gotta be beans in order to fill up and fatten the fighting Marines.
The mighty Marines.
But Dick Powell soon tired of the lightweight characters he played under contract at Warner Brothers. He left Warner's at the end of the decade and branched out into comedy and drama, but continued singing in the movies. In 1941, he appeared with Abbott and Costello in the Navy. Powell really turned around his wholesome crooner image, however, with his role as a tough private Dick, Philip Marlowe, in the movie Murder, My Sweet. If being pigeonholed was Powell's problem, however, he soon became just as well known as a movie tough guy. In 1945, Powell married June Allison, following divorces from his childhood sweetheart Mildred Mound and actress Joan Blondell. He began working in television in the early 1950s while his company, Four Star, produced TV hits like The Rifleman. The company was respected and profitable. Getting his first directing break from Howard Hughes in 1952, Dick Powell also began directing TV and helped the early careers of Aaron Spelling, Blake Edwards, Sam Peckinpah, and others. He continued acting, too, appearing in movies and on TV's Car 54, Where Are You?, Zane Grey Theater, his own Dick Powell show, and others. Fans of his singing, however, were left high and dry.
The soldiers of the world can conquer you with powder and with steel. The women of the world can do the same with charm and sex appeal. A soldier must be patriotic. A woman's got to be exotic. A kiss as deadly as the cannons roar. In fact, I fear it more than warfare. The battlefield's a rocking chair. Look out, for all is fair in love and war. Just like a bombshell from the air, a kiss can blow you up. Beware of love and war. Two arms can squeeze you senseless, you're defenseless in the dark. Two eyes, two brown or blue eyes, if they do invite you, they'll dynamite you.
Powell's last visit to Arkansas was to attend a benefit for the Little Rock Boys Club, a movie premiere of his The Redhead and the Reformer in 1950. Richard Powell Jr., Powell's son with June Allison, played his own father in the 1975 movie Day of the Locust. Dick Powell died of cancer January 2, 1963, an influential star of radio, records, TV, and movies, and a millionaire. Powell was awarded a posthumous Emmy later that year. He is buried in Glendale, California. Powell's cancer was an early link to rumors that filming of The Conquerors, which he directed near an atomic test site in Utah, caused cancer among the crew. Stars John Wayne, Agnes Moorehead, and Susan Hayward also died of cancer. In the 1990s, Mountain View hosted a Dick Powell Music and Film Festival, and Powell's home, currently a flea market, received a historical marker. From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkin Songs.
Arkin Songs is a production of FM 89 and Experiment Station Studios. For more information, visit arkansongs.org.